I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. A data nerd in Juneau who likes digging through Alaska's voter rolls found something strange. Scores of apparent double votes in the August primaries, and one person who already appeared to have voted twice in the November general election. Will Muldoon of Juneau describes himself as a data hobbyist.
I'm really interested in all sorts of data that we put out as a state. DOL, live labor stats, power cost equalization, data points across the board. Elections is a big one.
For the last several years, he's paid some administrative fees to have the Alaska Division of Elections send him a giant spreadsheet of public information on every Alaskan who's registered to vote. It's a monster spreadsheet. There are almost 600,000 rows.
And so this year, I had found 84 individuals that had participated in the primary twice and one individual that had participated in the general twice.
In fact, the data shows that it's common for a fraction of 1% of voters to vote twice in elections, which still raises questions.
My name is Tiffany Montemayor, and I'm the Public Relations Manager for the Alaska Division of Elections.
Montemayor confirms the data accurately shows that some voters managed to submit more than one ballot in the same election. But, and this is a big, emphatic but, those voters do not get counted twice. The division's normal procedures for logging ballots catches potential double votes as they come in, before they're counted. Montemayor says the number of voters that Muldoon flagged doesn't indicate anything nefarious.
No, there's no conspiracy about that. And in fact, there's no evidence that suggests that voter fraud is even an issue anywhere, but especially here in Alaska.
Her office sends the list of double voters to the State Department of Law for potential prosecution. A law spokesperson says the last time they prosecuted a case involving any Alaska voting law was in 2011.
They're all pretty much just on accident. And no one was really trying to vote twice. We even get letters from people who realize they did, and they're saying, I'm sorry, I totally forgot that I had already voted by mail.
Last month, President Donald Trump told supporters to send in ballots by mail, and then go vote in person in case the mail ballot doesn't get counted. Voting twice, with the intent of being counted twice, is a felony in Alaska.
So, really, really, do not do it, no matter who tells you to do it.
Voting closed in Alaska's primaries before Trump gave his problematic advice. Muldoon was still curious to hear how someone who voted twice would explain it.
My biggest one, and it's not accusatory at all, it's just a better understanding of how that happened to come about. You know, like, did you request a ballot and then you got cold feet, or, you know, kind of how does that come about?
So here's the one person in his data set who, as of September 28th, has voted twice in the general election.
Gary Erber.
From his home on the south side of Anchorage, Gary Erber sneaks a political dig in. He voted twice and isn't even a Democrat. Then explains what happened. He voted early, and then the Division of Elections called him.
They were going to send out a replacement ballot. And I said, well, I already mailed one back. And she said, well, we'll destroy that. But
because something changed on the way the ballot itself was printed.
Montemayor with the Division of Elections says Erber's case was one of 48 bad ballots that voters accessed electronically in the general election. It has to do with a misprint in a small batch of absentee ballots sent to people in House District 28 on one particular day. Montemayor says they're on top of it.
Does that give you any confidence about election results this year?
Not really.
Why is that?
Well, I just think if they're sending out that many ballots, I think we're all right here in Alaska, because when we get our absentee ballot, I mean, you have to go through it. You got to give them your voter number. They send you an ID before you do it. I think we do a good job up here.
Mail-in ballot trends this year aren't raising alarms for the Division of Elections, though there is one issue Montemayor is especially wary of.
Misinformation it's a bigger threat than probably anything else with the election.
One final point. Among the 84 people who double voted in the primaries, there does not appear to be a partisan pattern. That is, Republicans, Democrats, undeclared voters, and nonpartisans, they all did it. Mailed-in ballots must be postmarked by November 3rd. Reporting from Juneau and Anchorage, I'm Jeremy Shea.